is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one
back to TLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 43, and when I get a chance to let that song play all the way through, and most of you have heard me say this, but I'm going to reiterate it, because today's show is probably further from entertainment than anything I've ever done, and I constantly tell you this show is not for entertainment. But again, listen to the words, listen to how prophetic Simon and Garfunkel were in the 1960s, 60 years ago. Stop and think about that. Think about the situation we're in today. Look around you and see. And what you will find is that, look, it takes a lot to impress me because I do research every single day on everything that affects humanity on a daily basis, and there is literally bushel baskets of topics alone. So when I get a song like that and I listen to it over and over again, then each time it stirs me. Each time it has a meaning for me. Each time it leaves an imprint on me. That's saying a hell of a lot. And that's in my eyes. And I'm not saying it's in anybody else's eyes, but do me a favor. If you never actually listen to the words, you can go online and you can get the words for that song. If you don't like the way it's being presented, or you don't like Simon and Garfunkel, download the words and just read the words. Okay. Again, TLB Talk Radio, episode 43. And the title for today's show is Thinning the Herd, the How. And today we're going to go over some topics that we haven't touched on in a very long time. And that's programmed into us. It really is. We are basically programmed to talk about the things that are in our face, the things that are making us angry, the things that are affecting our lives. In the meantime, those same things, or not those same things, but things were doing those same things to us 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, and we no longer talk about them as if their importance has dwindled. It hasn't. But we live in a world of so many crises today that having to talk about the things that are affecting us right now becomes a matter of importance. There's no less importance to those issues 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago, but they're not in your face today. Are they still affecting your life today? Yes, they are. So again, the title, Thinning the Herd, the How. I'd like to start this off like I always do, by telling you that this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, which is the newest website in the TLB Project website list. And it is a social media website, and it's a place where you can go and have discussions about the things that we talk about on this show, because in a lot of social media platforms you can't do that. And if you don't necessarily feel like you want to be in a, you know, on a personal chat with people all the time on 1,000 different platforms, then just go to TLB Talk and start a group or a page where you can bring other people and you can have the discussions you want to have about the topics you want to have them about without worrying about being kicked to the curb. If all you do is go there and start a group and people become a member just so they have access to that group and they never take part in any, I don't know, neighborhood conversations, you've still fulfilled the wishes I had when that was launched in the first place. To give you a place where you can talk. Gee, TLBTalk.com, TLB Talk Radio. We're catching a pattern here. I'd also like to, again, give my appreciation to RBN and also Sam, who is the producer of this show and does a great job, and Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network, and also host my newest radio show, which is not all that new anymore, but it is the newest. And that's Eagle's Eye Report, and that's Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Central. Do me a favor, donate to these platforms. And when I say donate to these platforms, I'm going to give you this little spiel again. If you're somebody who over the course of a year donates $100, but you do $20 here and maybe $30 2.5 months from now, or maybe $50 6 months from now, get a good idea what you're donating over the course of a year, divide it into 12 payments, and click the button that says, and put that number in there. You're not giving them any more, although I wish you would. You're not giving them any more, but what you're doing is you're allowing them to build a budget. They know they can count on, say, $10 a month from you every single month. Sure, it's still going to be $120 a year, but they can build a budget on that reoccurring $10 a month. And if everybody does that, that allows them the confidence to give you more, to give you better. And as good as RBN is, I'm sure they would like the possibilities or the probabilities of giving you more or giving you better. All right. RBN will be conducting an ongoing book drive which started on November 7th through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the late John Stadtmiller, who was RBN's founder and the owner of RBN and also ran RBN. Visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the homepage news feed for details, or call them at 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. That's 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. John was a very good friend of mine. John was a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. John was the media director for TLBTalk.com, the social media platform I'm telling you to go in and start a group on. And John had some great books. So being on the list of somebody who could end up with one of John's books, I think that that is a privilege. And if nothing else, the donation to RBN, again, helps them to get bigger, badder, better, faster. All right. I will also state, as I always state, the message I bring today is not entertainment. Okay? Nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is already in your face reality. It's already recorded facts, or it is an inevitability depending on our course of action and the course of action we're being dragged down. Every once in a while, and I don't do this near as often as I used to, I have to say this, I have way too much material to take calls today. But you all know what's coming now. If you would like an input for the show today, go to thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow. There will be an article that is published by noon Central Time, and it will be called TLB Talk Radio, Thinning the Herd, the How. Go there and put a comment on there or put a question on there. I do not personally take care of comments or questions on a lot of what goes on multiple websites. But if it's my show, I take that as a personal endeavor. So if you give me a question about today's show or a comment about today's show, I will be the person reading it. I will be the person responding to you. So let's get into this, because I've already told you I don't have enough time for questions, which means that there's a lot of information to put out today. Anyone who does any serious research today, who looks around them and can't see the concerted ongoing effort to thin down the herd. What does Roger mean by that? Roger means genocide. Roger means less people, less, I don't know, useless eaters. Anybody who looks around and can't see the efforts to thin down the herd or thin out the useless eaters is fooling no one but themselves. You're not doing the research you claim you're doing. It is blatantly obvious. Today we will discuss this and, excuse me, it's generations, not years, not months, not days, not decades. It's generations long scenario of utilization and acceleration. What do I mean by acceleration? It is aided by technological advancement. Things that took, and you've all heard me say this before, in the 1700s, you wanted to get a message from somewhere in Europe over to somewhere in the United States, it could be up to 6 months, or in some cases, a year to get a message back. Get it out and get a return message. Today, that's done in 5-6 minutes anywhere on the planet. So as technology increases, so does their ability to thin the herd, and we will discuss that. Remember, Roger had a 30-year career either in the nuclear submarine fleet, 8 years, or 22 years of working directly for the military-industrial complex in advanced technology. This is what I did, people. I don't sit here and spit things at you that make no sense, have no basis in fact or truth. Part of the reason why I don't get to kick back, and if you take a look on the Liberty Beacon, on anything I write, any shows I do, it's not that I don't have people listening or following what I write. I do. Why don't I have a lot of pushback? Because I know what I'm talking about. I don't care how bad it sounds to you. And if you think that I don't necessarily tell the truth because I raise my voice, I will go through that one more time, well, at least on this show, That is my way of being as honest with you as I possibly can. If something pisses me off, there's no doubt in your mind. If something makes me laugh, there's no doubt in your mind. By delivering bad news to you in a monotone voice, am I doing it justice? Am I doing you justice? You want to know how Roger feels when he delivers something? There's no doubt in your mind. And I will never leave doubt in your mind. So, let's talk about this again, okay? Anybody who believes that these generations of, I don't know, means or mechanisms to thin down the herd don't exist, you're not doing your homework. At least not the homework you're telling everybody you're doing. This is not a show for the weak at heart or the dim of wit. And that's a fact. This is reality on steroids, what we're going to go through. And I am willing to back up anything that comes out of my mouth today. I have written, and I don't know the exact number, but I know easily that it's well over 500 vaccine articles. I've done well over 400 shows on vaccines. I've done at least as many on geoengineering. I've done at least as many on not as many. I've probably done about 200 on electromagnetic interference and dangers such as 4G and 5G, especially 5G, and these type of issues. So when I talk about things that are being used to thin down the herd, I'm not approaching this as somebody who did the research last night so he could do a show today. The Liberty Beacon was launched 14 years ago. The first website was launched 12 years ago. And from day one, we were talking about these issues. So here we go. Let's start this off with the Georgia Guidestones. One of the placards on there stated, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Oh my God. Would it surprise anybody, or does it really surprise anybody, that these Georgia Guidestones were destroyed right at the point where people were asking questions about the massive amount of people that were being sterilized or dying off across the planet due to a vaccine that was supposed to save everybody's life? Is that a coincidence? Do you really today, in the world we live in, believe that all of these things are just coincidence? They're not. But you're supposed to think they are. Chuck Schumer is on record saying that we need to let as many illegals cross the southern border as possible because the American people can no longer proliferate enough to keep the population of the United States of America from collapsing. Now, those aren't his exact words. I'm paraphrasing him, but basically what he said was, we need to let more people into this country than we're already letting in, because Americans cannot keep up with perpetuating, or at least breaking even each year, with our population. Wait a minute, aren't they the ones that are trying to thin down the herd? Let me explain something to you. In 2014, the last time I could get figures on this, there have been some figures out, but they are disreputable. The last time I got figures I trusted on this was in 2014. And it stated that the USA was already at that point in time suffering a 315,000 birth deficit on a yearly basis compared to the norm or the average. How long ago was that? That was 2014. This is 2022. So for the last 8 years, I haven't seen numbers or numbers that I trusted. But if it was 315,000 in 2014, how close to a million a year is that deficit today? That's that many less births by American citizens each year compared to the average. It's not a joke. That's a fact. 315,000 in the year 2014. Okay. Let's talk past to global population reduction. Okay. The fight against global warming or to fight global warming, the White House proposes blocking sunlight. I'm not joking. There's actually an article that will be linked tomorrow in this article that has the show embedded in it on thelibertybeacon.com. To fight global warming, the White House proposes blocking sunlight. They recently announced that they are funding a five-year research plan for a controversial proposal to fight climate change by, hold on, people, this is going to be very familiar to a lot of you, geoengineering, i.e. technologies and processes that can be used to artificially modify the Earth's climate. Wait a minute, climate change, are we being blamed for that? Now they're telling us that they're going to do it intentionally. Let me explain something to you people. How many of you looked up in the sky each day and you see, or at least three or four times a week, and you see checkerboard in your sky? How many of you get on your knees and say, thank you, God, for making that beautiful checkerboard in my sky? You're a freaking moron. That is not natural. It never has been natural. And if you think it's natural, again, you're a freaking moron. You are. What is that? That's geoengineering. How many of you remember that 10 years ago? How many of you remember that 20 years ago? It didn't start yesterday. It didn't start because the White House said, we're going to be geoengineering. What are they talking about? They're talking about spraying into the upper layers of the atmosphere or high up in the atmosphere in order to reflect sunlight to cool the planet. Well, that's what they told us 10 years ago when we asked them what they were doing. There were a lot of us that knew when we looked up into the sky that that wasn't real. That wasn't supposed to be there. God didn't do that. But we kept seeing it over and over again. And in the morning, we'd see a half a dozen lines going one way. And then a little later in the morning, we'd see a half a dozen lines going in a perpendicular direction. And we would say to ourselves, what the hell is going on? And by midday, that had all kind of merged together into a putrid gray sky. And when we asked, and not necessarily me, but people that I was working with back then, because if you go to the Liberty Beacon, you'll find geoengineering articles that are over 10 years old. And when we asked, we were told that, yeah, it's being used to reflect sunlight to cool the planet. That's what we were told. Why were we told that? Because one of the biggest components in that, well, I'm rushing ahead of myself, so let's just continue on with this, okay? This research that Biden's White House is talking about would be dedicated specifically to a form of geoengineering known as solar radiation management, which involves spraying fine aerosols into the atmosphere to reflect the sunlight away from the Earth. The hope is that once the sunlight is reflected, less heat will be generated, ergo temperatures will go down. Presto, anthropogenic climate change. In other words, they will be guilty, which they always have been, of man-made climate change. Newsflash! Again, look up in the sky on any given day and witness the fact that this has been occurring for generations. And you're just now being told about it. Again, does God make checkerboards in your sky multiple times a week simply to entertain you, or is there a far more nefarious reason for what you're saying? Geoengineering. You want to take fossil fuels and make us away and make us dependent on renewables like solar. But you're going to geoengineer the sky to block the sunlight. Wait a minute. This is just too crazy to be true. We're going to block the sunlight, which is going to reduce the amount of energy that a solar panel can make, because we're blocking the sunlight that the solar panel is dependent on to make that energy. But yet we're going to take your oil away. We're going to take your coal away. We're going to take your gas away. And we're going to block the sun. How many people are already projected to freeze to death in the northern parts of Europe this year and in other places across the planet because of the restrictions on fossil fuels, the restrictions on nuclear fuels, and the dependency on things that have proven not to be as reliable or as fruitful as we're being told they are, such as solar and wind power. Okay, we're talking about a lot of people will probably lose their lives this winter, a much higher average than usual. But that doesn't take this and make any more sense out of it than anybody can even imagine. I'm going to tell you that you can't use fossil fuels, you need to use solar, and then I'm going to tell you I'm going to block the sun. Okay. Then you block the sun to prevent the sun from warming the planet and minimize global warming, because global warming is not a reality. It isn't. And that's been proven over and over again. A major component in atmospheric spraying is nano-sized particles of aluminum, which is being used to reflect that sunlight away. Remember, I said that. A major component in the aerosolized spraying done in the upper atmosphere that is used to reflect that sunlight away from the planet is nano-sized particles of aluminum, or aerosolized aluminum. I'm going to do a quick mention here because I'm going to do another whole show on this, but this is a component of the basically genocide, the thinning of the herd, GMOs. This is another show entirely, but since it is a mechanism of this overall scenario, it needs at least a mention. America is the most GMO country on the planet, and again, our fertility rate is in the freaking toilet. I already explained that to you. So having said GMOs, you're probably not going to hear any more about that until a show I will probably do within the next couple of weeks. It needs to be done. The next topic we're going to jump into here is vaccines. Anybody who believes that because Roger's done some really serious shows about vaccines over the last year because of the COVID-19 vaccines, that this is the epitome of vaccine damage, that it was something we never had to worry about before. I'm going to ask you again, what was the fertility rate drop off in 2014? 315,000 less births than the average. And that was 8 years ago. Did we have COVID then? Did we have COVID vaccines then? No. But at that point in time, America was still and is still the most vaccinated nation on the planet. America is the most vaccinated nation on the planet. And over the last 70 years, we have taken that title. We are also the most chronically ill nation on the planet. And our fertility rate has dropped off a cliff. Aluminum is a product used in most vaccines as an adjuvant to enhance the mechanism's effectiveness. Gee, didn't I just use, aluminum in geoengineering, aluminum in vaccines? On the other side of this commercial, this break, we're going to talk about aluminum. And from there, we're going to set up the rest of the show. Because we just opened the door to this show. We haven't even set the table yet. But there's a lot of meat going on that table. If you look around you today, the fact that there is so much humanity that is sick and dying should surprise nobody. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
All right, everybody. Look, I've got to give a big thank you to Sam. We got a double shot of the TLBTalk.com intro during the break, and that's very much appreciated. Again, it's not a problem with me or anybody else in this project. If you don't want to go in and just be social with everybody. But if you need a place where you can set up a group, or you can set up a page, or do a blog, where you know that you're not going to be chastised or shut up, where you know you can have discussions with those you trust, set up a page, set up a group in TLB Talk. Bring your friends in, and if all you do is utilize that platform for that group, then you have you've made us a success, because this is exactly why we have put this platform there for y'all, to give you a place to do exactly that. But let's jump back into where we were, because I've got 24 minutes left, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to get all of this out. When we left off, we were talking about vaccines, okay? And the first thing we'll do is go all the way back to the title of the show. It's Thinning the Herd, the How. First thing we did was we discussed geoengineering. And I told you that geoengineering, in order to reflect sunlight, contained a lot of aluminum. Now we're going to be talking about vaccines, okay? America is the most... stop and think about this, the most vaccinated, especially over the last 70 years, country on the planet. The most chronically ill on the planet. Listen to what I just said. We are by far the most vaccinated country on the planet. The vaccines are sold to us to keep us from suffering from chronic illness. Did y'all hear what Roger just said? We are the most vaccinated nation on the planet. We are also the most chronically ill, and we also outspend any other nation on this planet in what is supposed to be healthcare for our citizens by a huge margin. So we outspend everybody. We out-vaccinate everybody. But we're the most chronically ill nation on the planet with the worst fertility. Where does that make sense to anybody? But I talked about the fact that, okay, we were the most vaccinated. And I need to bring that out. Because, again, our fertility rate has dropped off a cliff. Aluminum is a product used in most vaccines as an adjuvant. What's an adjuvant? It's something used to enhance the effectiveness of the vaccine. It's supposed to make it work better. Why is it in geoengineering? It's supposed to reflect sunlight better. Okay? So both of them are, we are being told, are in a critical purpose for the mechanisms they're being used in. I'm not telling you that's not true. What I am telling you is, don't look over here. Look over here. Aluminum destroys the synapses between brain cells, facilitating dementia or Alzheimer's disease. A lot of autopsies have been done whereby the brain has been taken, a slice has been taken from it, a very thin slice, cross-sectioned, and they have studied that brain to see what it contained. And in a massive majority of the cases, what was found is an inordinately large amount of nano-sized particles of aluminum. Well, hold on a minute. Aluminum destroys the synapses between brain cells, facilitating dementia or Alzheimer's. A lot of the brains from these people that they have done cross-sections on, what they have found is inordinately large amounts of aluminum. Want to guess which country suffers the highest levels of dementia and Alzheimer's? Want to guess? Which country is the most geoengineered country on the planet? Would that be America? Which country is the most vaccinated country on the planet? Would that be America? They both contain a lot of aluminum. But we have a safeguard. Let's talk about that. what's called a blood-to-brain barrier. Yay! What does it do? It keeps things like mercury, which is in some vaccines as well, called thimerosal, and it's being used as basically a purifier. And mercury is the most deadly component to human physiology outside of ionizing radiation. And it's being used in vaccines, not as much as it used to be, but still in some vaccines you will find thimerosal. But we're talking about aluminum right now. Okay, because I will do another vaccine show whereby we will break down the components of a vaccine. But we're talking about aluminum. We have what's called a blood-to-brain barrier, and it keeps things like the thimerosal and the aluminum out of the brain. It doesn't let them pass into the brain. It protects the brain. Blood-to-brain barrier. Except, you want to guess what is the most fluoridated country on the planet? Gee, would that be America? Would we have more fluoride in our municipal water supplies than any other nation on the planet? Would a lot of these cities have tried on many occasions to get that fluoride taken out and either been unsuccessful or been successful, only to find out a year or two later it's back in there and they didn't tell you that? Why is Roger bringing up fluoride? We were just talking about blood-brain barriers and aluminum. Because if I go out jogging and I look up in the sky, or I've just had a vaccine, okay, but we're jogging, I look up in the sky, I see all of the, you know, God's creations of checkerboards in the sky, everything in the gravity well eventually settles to the ground. You're breathing that aluminum. I go into the house. I'm thirsty. I just jogged for 5 miles. I turn on the spigot or I open a bottled water. Listen to me. I open a bottled water and I chug it down. Not only does your water supply, your municipal water supply, contain a lot of fluoride, but guess what? The U.S. government says that your bottled water companies don't have to tell you if they use fluoridated water, and a majority of them do. So you're thinking you're drinking bottled water to get away from the stuff that's in your drinking water from your municipal faucet, and it's going to make you healthier. Not! So what does the fluoride do? The fluoride acts like a traffic cop. It stands right next to your blood-to-brain barrier. It pulls out its pistol. It blows a hole in your blood-to-brain barrier, blows its whistle and says, come on, aluminum. Here's your doorway. Come on in. Not a joke. An absolute fact. Fluoridated water. Anything with fluoride in it. Fluoride facilitates the passage of these neurotoxins. Listen to me. Neurotoxins, things that damage your brain, across the blood-to-brain barrier into your brain, where they immediately start to do what? To break down the synapses from one brain cell to the next, which means that you can't remember squat, which means that you're probably going to die at a much earlier age because of brain malfunction. Is Roger joking? No. Does Roger know exactly what he's talking about? Yes. Is there aluminum falling from the sky? Yes. Is there fluoride in your water? How many of you out there are too stupid to know the answer to that? You are poisoning yourself every time you breathe. You are poisoning yourself every time you take a drink of water. And if you don't know that, you're one of the few people that doesn't. It has been over a dozen years since the discovery that the HPV, the human papillomavirus vaccine, which most women are tricked into taking, convinced to take, whatever, okay, scared into taking, is a cause of infertility. Yet, they're still recommended and pushed massively today. We've known for a dozen years that the HPV vaccine is a detriment to fertility in females. We know this. But yet, it's still being pushed on women. So now, we know that the vaccines are going to kill your brain. We know that the vaccines are going to kill your fertility. We know that what's falling from the sky is going to kill your brain. And if all you think the only effect that aluminum has is on your brain, no. It has an effect on a lot of the organs of your body, but the brain is the one I would say that brings it to the front the most. Let's go to the COVID vaccines now. COVID vaccines are the most deadly pharmaceutical ever used on humanity, but people are still being pressured to take them via mandates or coercion. That's not a joke. There's talk right now, because flu season's here, about bringing mandates back. What? They took a vaccine off the market in 1974 because it had 35 deaths. They said it was too dangerous for humanity. You've all heard me say this. Globally, there are statistics stating, screaming, that well over 20 million people have already died from the COVID-19 vaccines. Listen to what I'm about to say. In excess of 2.2 billion have been damaged by their side effects, maybe for life. And that's just the beginning, because one of the biggest damages they do to your body is they literally slay your immune system, which means that going forward, you're going to die from things you probably never would have died from if your immune system was there doing what it was supposed to do. After one shot, doctors are saying, and researchers, your immune system takes a serious blow. After two shots, it's about to say uncle. After three shots, you probably don't have one. After four shots, the fourth shot is to make sure that one of the first three didn't screw up and not do their job. So over the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see a massive die-off in humanity, not from COVID, not from the COVID vaccines, because you won't be able to tie it back, but from everything else you shouldn't have died from if you had an immune system. And if you think that it can't get any worse, it can. Now let's tie all of this together with something a little bit more mechanical, something a little bit more physical, something a little bit more in your face today, something you are all addicted to and most of you will not put down even after you hear what I say. You won't put it down. And that's 5G. Let's tie it all together with a mechanism of human catastrophe well hidden in because of its entertainment delivery value. I won't be able to see my TikTok. I won't be able to get my email. I won't be able to watch my YouTube videos. 5G is a microwave frequency. Ever put a metal utensil in a microwave by accident and turn it on? Doesn't all hell break loose? Sparks and pops and smacks and oh my God, and you open the door up and oh God, did I really do that? That's the frequency 5G is. Granted, it's on the lower end. It's like 2 to 6 gigahertz, but microwave is from 1 gigahertz on up. So 5G exists in the microwave frequency band. What do you, I don't think, happens when a brain saturated with aluminum is immersed in a 5G-rich environment for an extended period of time? Gee, what did Roger just say? I just told you you are breathing aluminum in on a regular basis. They've been doing this without telling anybody why they're doing it. How many people knew why those checkerboards were in the sky? I would guarantee you less than 1 in 1,000 people in this country actually knew what that was and what it contained. But now you've got the White House saying far too many people are asking questions. We're going to tell them we're doing it, and we're going to tell them it's because of global warming, which doesn't exist. We're going to take the scam and we're going to multiply it times 1,000. We're going to tell you we're going to spray your skies now. All right? And you're going to be breathing that aluminum even more on a regular basis. And your brain's going to become saturated with it because you drink fluoridated water, whether it's out of a bottle or it's out of your freaking faucet. So, what do you think happens to a brain saturated with aluminum that's immersed in a 5G rich environment for an extended period of time? No, it's not like it's in this little tiny square where everything's focused and, bzzz, and you get sparks and everything. But what if you're at a school and there's a 5G transmitter on top of your roof? What if you're in a hospital? There's a 5G transmitter on your roof. What if you're in an office building? There's a 5G transmitter at the top of your building. Let me explain something to you. When there was 2G, 3G, in some cases 4G, not quite so much, they could have very few antennas and very far in between. So they didn't have, although they had an effect on you, it was not as bad as 5G. 5G is a much higher frequency. Remember what Roger did for a living. This is what Roger did for a living. Not this, but this technology. You stop to consider it's microwave, which means they need a lot more transmitters and receivers in a much smaller space because the frequencies or the signals don't travel as far. If I can put a lot of transmitters and receivers, which in cities they're everywhere, in a small place, then I can make two things. And here's Roger's technological background popping up. I can make what's called a phased array. And from that, I can make a steerable beam. What is a phased array? It means I can pick a group of any of those transmitters and receivers. I can use them, set them up on my computer in such a fashion that this one transmits first, that one transmits second, this one transmits, blah, blah, blah. And I can literally make a phased array. With that phased array, I can make a beam. A little bit from the first one, a little bit more from the second one, a little bit more from the third one. By the time I get to the 50th one, it's a big old spike, and then it starts to go down again. And with that phased array, I can steer that microwave beam. Don't even question me. I'll make you look like an idiot. I know exactly what I'm talking about. The ability to make a steerable beam from 5G arrays within big cities like New York, like Chicago, like San Francisco is far beyond anything you can imagine. And now your brain, now just about everybody's brain, and it's going to be more and more every day going forward, are saturated with aluminum. And you carry a cell phone around with you that is an identifier. And if you get to be just a little bit too much for me, what keeps me from having my tech people steer a microwave beam onto your head using your phone as a locator just long enough to raise the temperature in your brain by a few degrees so that your brain shuts down? Doesn't cook it. It just shuts down after it goes up a few degrees above where it should be. Then as soon as you collapse, they shut the beam off. An autopsy will show that there was a lot of aluminum in your brain. Well, gee, just like everybody else's brain nowadays, but it won't show what killed you. Is there anybody out there that thinks I just exaggerated anything? I dare you to get a hold of me personally. I will bury you in facts. The ability with 5G, which is being proliferated beyond anything you can imagine. And if you remember 2 years ago, nobody could go online without hearing somebody complaining about 5G, the cancer it was causing, blah, blah, blah. You don't hear anything about it today, do you? Why? Because there are other things. How did I start this show? Other things in your face that are more pertinent right now. Did 5G go away? Hell no. It's being proliferated at a massive high rate of speed. Is it dangerous? It's far more dangerous to you than you will ever understand. Even without steering a beam on your head, if you've got a kid who's been sucking that air in for 10 years and he or she is in school, and on top of their school is a 5G transmitter, the incidence of cancer in the United States alone is skyrocketing. Why? Part of the reason I just told you. I just told you about vaccines. I just told you about geoengineering. I just told you that we're going into GMOs. I just told you about 5G. I just told you that more people are dying across this planet today from either vaccine-related, aluminum-related, pharmaceutical-related. The death toll on this planet today far surpasses anything in known history, including world wars. When's the last time 2.2 billion people were damaged in 2 years in any war, in all of the wars combined? But that's what happened on this planet in the last 2 years. And that's only from one global vaccine. If you people don't understand that the deck is not only stacked against you, but if you don't wake up and start pushing back real soon, do me a favor. Do a little research on the death increase, unrelated death increases globally over the last decade. And then look at it in the last 2 years. It's been screaming up for the last decade. In the last 2 years, it went into hyperdrive. Technology makes it all available to them. And as technology screams up, so does their ability to thin the herd. You cannot have global governance, here he goes again, without taking over the global economy and thinning down the herd. These are the two things you absolutely need to do, like Klaus Schwab and his group, to take over this planet. Collapse the global economy and take it over and kill off. Yeah, that's as blatant as I can get. Between 70 and 90% of humanity. We're already past inning one. Let's hope it's a 9-inning game. And let's hope that we can, I don't know, step up to bat and hit a few home runs. Because if we can't, what I can see, and I'm 68 years old, and I'm far smarter than most of you believe, what I can see doesn't put a smile on my face, and I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. None of this has been a joke today. I warned you about today's show. None of this has been a joke. And next week, we're going to start talking about a few other things. So please, listen up, and I appreciate your ears. Good day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.